Next up, we have labor troubadour Anne Feeney. She's been touring the country and the world for the last 25 years, going wherever there's a strike or a picket line or a protest that needs support. And her latest CD is Dump the Bosses. Please welcome Anne Feeney.
I came here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I heard your governor's worse than ours. But then I get here, and I hear this fella talking about Chairman Mao. I'm not sure how to take that. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you speak about you know what, if you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll send you after you know where, for who could say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Well, you all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. All the other ones are always near, although you may not see. So if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. And whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, for who could say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. If you know who could hear us, you know what he'd do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. If anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear ya, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, for who could say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. That's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. I'd better end this song right now, I've already said too much. Oh, the less you say and the less you hear, the less you'll go astray. And the less you think and the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear you, you know what you'll get. They'll send you off to you know where, for who can say how long. So whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. No, whatever you do, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. It feels like for my entire professional life, I have been playing a giant game of whack-a-mole. Public financing for campaigns, improve education, fix the highways. Do you remember when that bridge fell right into the Mississippi River? I mean, are we kidding? Why do we allow the right to say, convince the country that taxes are bad? Taxes are what hermits don't have. If they want to go live in caves, then I think that's where they belong. They won't have any taxes. But I want to write a song about how wonderful taxes are. Anybody who's ever been to a tailgate party knows you get better stuff if you all pool your resources. Well, I hear Scott Walker didn't have any friends, and he was so excited when Citizens United passed and all of his corporate entities turned into friends and people. Now, yes. I've read some science fiction, and I know how to tell a human from an android. It's a lesson I learned well. If it doesn't have a navel, it's an alien at best. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's a sing-along. It's the belly button test, the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. If it cannot pass the test, the belly button test, it's from some lawyer's office or a pterodactyl's nest. Don't tell me it's a person, it is a thing possessed. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Now, every song should have a third verse, and this one didn't, so I took the liberty of writing this one. Corporations buy elections, and politicians too. And though they cannot reproduce, they surely love to screw. Screw the oceans, screw the forests, screw the people without rest. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. It's the belly button test. It's the belly button test. A corporation cannot pass the belly button test. Lovely. I spend a lot of time in Sweden. I'm married to a Swede, and I raise a few eyes at customs when I'm on my way over there in November, and they say, what brings you to Sweden? I say, oh, it's a sex junket. I'll play it safe. But the Swedes are always asking me, how can you, why doesn't the United States have a social safety net? Why don't you have a welfare system? What's the matter with you? And I said, oh, we have the most overfunded and grandiose welfare system in the history of humanity. We just service a different set of clients. And now, for your listening enjoyment, the corporate welfare polka. Time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Oh, we should all be irate at the huge welfare state right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Enterprise, that's the cruelest of lies. It cost us billions and billions just last year. Why, if they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. If you were my kid, that thing would be up on the highest shelf in the house. I guess I best not provoke him. The consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxim, holding Redwood Forest hostage with this vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut, we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting. We paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole. It was actually $1.6 billion, but who's counting? From a Houston SNL, what say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it. Get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long, we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay. Poppin' fresh from Pillsbury gets more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy hamburglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs who brought poor Haitian workers to their knees. It's time to end welfare as we know. Get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare. We know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long, we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more hot handouts. Cut them off. I was just thinking about Terry, Patty Fritter's Terry. You know who I'm talking about? He worked at Oscar Mayer. When I would open the door for the pig noises, he was there. let's see. They've been picking every pocket from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Goldman Sachs, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Our Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy. Well, before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy. It's time to end welfare as we know it. And get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. Far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off. And I mean business. No more handouts. Cut them off. It's for their own good. No more handouts. Cut them off. Well, I look at this lineup and I'm thinking to myself, we need not have any concerns. Everything that we share this weekend will be held in strictest confidence between us and the NSA. Do I have time for one more? One more. I'll be up in Baraboo tomorrow, and I hope you'll come up. Well, this is my big hit. I hope you all sing along. I know they sing it in the Capitol. That was a very big thrill to me. Wisconsin was the first state I ever played in besides Pennsylvania. And the guy who did my first recording from me was an expatriate Milwaukeean. And when I got back, I said, they loved me there. They loved me. And he said, well, I'm not surprised. There are more communists in Wisconsin than there are in the Soviet Union. Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? You're a friend of mine. Probably in Wisconsin is trying to find a law-abiding citizen to focus on. Law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. Rotten song stays on the books till folks like us defy it. And you certainly did a great job of defying it. Have you been to jail for justice? How many people here have been arrested for justice? My buddy Fred Eaglesmith said, he was in Jacksonville after I opened for him in Miami, and he says, I heard the coolest song the other day, and the girl wrote, it was really nice. And she said, how many people have ever been to jail? And my hand shot up, and she says, for justice. And oh. You, let's see. Are the laws supposed to serve us? And so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Thank you very much. I'll see you in Baraboo tomorrow.
Thank you, Anfini, for lifting our spirits.